obviously $87 billion is an eye-popping sum of money, and taxpayers want the Congress to turn every penny over twice. That's what Senator Dorgan and I have done with a sharp pencil, this amendment, without in any way hampering the efforts to deal with the grave concerns in Iraq. This would save taxpayers upwards of $1.8 billion. For example, in a report that was done for Senator Bingaman and myself, the Congressional Research Service found that about $200 million could be saved in the connection of the purchase of petroleum products. For example, what they have indicated to us is that it would be significantly cheaper to buy gasoline in neighboring countries such as Saudi Arabia and Turkey. And what I would say to my colleagues is, without the Dorgan-Wyden amendment, in effect, the Senate would be saying to the American taxpayer, the federal government cannot get a better price per gallon for gas when buying a 30-day supply of gas for a country the size of California than you and I could get at the gas station just down the street from the Capitol. So we believe that this is a bipartisan amendment. I have worked on these issues with a number of colleagues, particularly Senator Collins. We were able to get competitive bidding now in all of the contracts. The Dorgan-Wyden amendment complements this effort, and I particularly want to thank Senator Stevens and Senator Byrd for working closely with us to be able to save $1.8 billion at the end of this debate in a responsible fashion, in a fashion that will not injure our troops, will not injure the reconstruction effort. Is a significant step forward for the Senate, and I urge my colleagues to support this and thank again Senator Stevens for working with us.